Hi, welcome to Tito Degawa Bookmakers at titodegawabookmakers.podbean.com, where you can find pictures of stuff. Anyway, a couple of days ago, I was listening to the soprano Renee Fleming talking about Samuel Barber, and I said to myself, I don't know anything about Samuel Barber. I wonder who he is. So, of course, I went to my encyclopedia, which I call YouTube, and looked it up. There's about 9 hours of compositions by Samuel Barber. And so I put it on and started listening to it whilst I was doing something else. And that something else was reading about the great-grandfather of book art and self-publishing, of course, Walt Whitman, the collector of Leaves of Grass. He was also a nurse during the Civil War. But in any case, I read about him and all the stuff he did. I don't think he had a job for longer than 2 years. And he got fired or quit, and he moved on. But he was always writing, and he was always self-publishing his work and making some money at it. Once I started reading about Whitman, I decided to finish printing my incomplete mystery novel. Now, Whitman was a printer, letterpress printer, not a machine. And I have a machine, so it's a little bit easier. But I started printing my incomplete mystery novel, and I did that so I could do two things. Finish it, correct mistakes, change it, make it more exciting, more accessible, more invigorating, and to check out the print itself. Is the print too big? Yes, it is. And is the page too big? Yes, it is. It's A5 size, and I would like it maybe B6 would be better. Maybe even A6, which is paperback size. In any case, I'm listening to Barber. I read a little bit about Walt Whitman, and I started printing my incomplete novel. And while it's being incompletely printed, I, of course, had to start reading Leaves of Grass. And that leads me to the fact that I haven't actually made any drama for today, but I have learned a lot about Leaves of Grass and Walt Whitman and Samuel Barber and a little bit about Renee Fleming. She's a soprano. She sings. You can check her out on YouTube, too. In any case, no drama today, but thanks for dropping by. I hope to see you again soon.